Hey, good morning, everybody. So Sheni Avayera is the interaction between Avram and Kadosh Baruch Hu, the intercession of Avram on behalf of Sodom. The Sforno points out early on in the Aliyah that something which should be quite obvious to us, Avram is described as the embodiment, apotheosis, and indeed transmitter of Tzedek U'Mishpat, L'man Asher Yitzaves, Banaves Peso Acharav, Hashem Ruderach Hashem, La'asos Tzedakah U'Mishpat, so it should be understood Kisdom Hayinu Lamora Daminu, that Sdom and Amora are the diametric opposite. The Sforno writes, Vayashkifal Pene Sidom, Hashkifal Ashkafal Rosh, Hayahefech, Sidom Hayahefech Abeso Shal Avram, Kemosheira Navi Bamaro, this is a Paskin Echeskali Neza Hayavon, Sidom Achosech, Gaon Sveas Lacham, Vishalva Sashkir Hayalov Gosaha, V'yad oni ve'evyon lo hechazika. Right, they didn't pay attention to the oni ve'evyon. Of course, that was Avram's calling card. So what the Sforno is saying is not just, you know, these people, Avram can't approve of them, he can't associate with them, but they're his spiritual antagonists. It's that lehefech, right? Mahapechas Sodom v'Amorah ma'us vayim, which the Torah speaks about in Parshas Nitzavim, the overturning of those cities because they overturned the basic values upon which not only Avram was able to found Klal Yisrael, that for sure, but also these basic universal values. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Amud Beis, assumes that Tzedakah and Mishpat is one of the sources. This is the source for the fact that Bnei Noach are Mechuyavim in Din, and to some extent Tzedakah as well. Bana B'din, Beso B'Tzedakah. So this is a kind of a universal ethos as well. And nevertheless, Sodom is the really the antithesis of all of that. So, for the Sforno, Avram's intercession on behalf of Sodom becomes that much more impressive, because we're not just talking about, again, people that Avram can't see eye to eye with, the people that Avram is going to disagree with, you know, be very disappointed that Lot chose to cast his lot with them. Right, but these are people who stand for precisely the opposite. Yad ani ve'evyon lo hechazika, and yet Avram sees a their humanity. Right, half tispet sadikim rasha, and then, you know, even if they are going to be destroyed, im lo eda, then the tzadikim can't be destroyed, because what will that say about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he shotef es hakol? As Rashi says, he's sensitive to the needs of Kiddush Hashem, he's sensitive to the humanity of the tzadikim and their righteousness, and he's also sensitive to the possibility for rehabilitation and redemption, to the point where he's really willing to intercede on behalf of anashim roim vechatoim lahashem, oh, the people of a very distinctive level of wickedness. So this idea of hefech, that Sodom is exactly the opposite, right? Nonetheless, Avram was undeterred by that, right? The idea of chav adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim, when the idea that, you know, people can turn corners and make dramatic, transformative changes to their trajectory in their lives is something that Avram simply believed in with every fiber of his being, based on his understanding of Tzelem Elokim, and he wasn't prepared to turn his back even on the people of Sodom and Amorah. And as we see here, Avram 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10, Avram makes an enormous effort at it. It ultimately is only partially successful in terms of Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham Vayishalach es Lod mito chavicha, that Lod indeed is spared, and then by extension the city of Tzoar, as we'll read about at the beginning of Revi'i, is spared as well. So Avram's tfilos are very much evaluated. They're not accepted in full, but they're accepted in part. And what makes this so impressive is that the Sforno is not coming from the point of view that Sodom wasn't really that bad. No, the point is that they're uniquely debased, and uniquely debased relative to Avram Avinu, hefech Avram Avinu. And despite the fact that they were his hefech, they're his spiritual antagonists, Avram's chesed, in this case, chesed betfila, was so overwhelming that he couldn't but, you know, pray for them, pray for their rehabilitation and redemption.